Radio Canberra, Anna Vito with you this afternoon, and we all know through our own experience that there is some music that moves us physically, sometimes emotionally, sometimes involuntarily. But why does it? And what if it's music that, if you were asked, you wouldn't actually have identified as music that you like all that much necessarily? Like, what does this one do for you, for example?
And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
That is The Beep, Justin Bieber. And one ANU PhD researcher was so intrigued and a little embarrassed by her response to that Justin Bieber track that she decided to use artificial intelligence, among other things, to find out more. ANU PhD researcher Jessica Sharman-Rahman is with us. Hello, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, Anna. Thank you for having me. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being here. How did your discovery start? How did you discover that that song had some kind of effect on you?
Yeah, that's interesting. So, yeah, I guess my two passions, one is artificial intelligence and one music. So I kind of wanted to combine these two for my PhD research. So the idea was to do some experiments, collecting some physiological signals from people when they listen to music. So I was looking through some popular music to choose for my experiment. And so I was looking at the charts and which ones were the top songs of the last couple of years. So then I came across Love Yourself by Justin Bieber that topped the chart on that year. And I listened to it, and I was like, that was a stressful day at work, the day I listened to it. And I was suddenly feeling like very calm and very relaxed. The song is quite emotional. So I was like, I never listened to this song before because I consider myself as not a fan. And I stuck to that for the last couple of years. But I was like very fascinated by that reaction. Like, I'm actually enjoying this song. And that's when I thought, like, hang on, I can't be the only one who thinks like that. I know a couple of friends, my friends also don't like him. There are a couple of friends who really like it. So that's like the general thought among people. So I decided to use that in my experiment. And then it turned out like even with my participants, some of them liked this song. Some of them never had listened to this song. But all of the, in all of their physiological responses, I could see a common pattern. So it's like everyone was feeling very relaxed to that that song. So that, yeah, that was kind of made me like even more interested in this research, because sometimes we are biased to certain genres or certain artists, or we think we don't like those genres, but sometimes, yeah, our body reacts quite different to it.
So how are you working this out, Jessica? How are you measuring this, particularly for people who might be like, oh, no, Justin, I don't want to listen to Justin Bieber. No. But are having this reaction without even knowing it. How are you tracking that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I use some wearable devices. So, like, I use a watch, which is, like, similar to the smartwatches we have. Like, our smartwatch, recently they are, like, developing quite well. So they can, like, collect your heart rate or skin conductance. And I also use like a wearable headphone that tracks your brain signals. So I use these devices, and like I, in my experiments, I ask, my participants to listen to a set of music. And when they listen to these music, I, record their, these physiological signals through these devices. So there are like certain, signals, like certain brain waves that, correlate to different emotional states. For example, we have different brain waves. One is called alpha waves, which, actually, triggers relaxation. And there are some brain waves that, that can, increase your focus. So I can, use these devices to track, how people's like brain signals are, behaving, or how people's skin conductance or skin temperature are behaving. So that actually has quite a close relation to our emotional state. That's how I'm actually understanding these, I guess.
So how does artificial intelligence come into it, and how are you going to use this to, I guess, continue your research?
Yeah, so artificial intelligence actually comes into the play of finding these patterns when we use, like, listen to different music. So, like, in as a like human being, it's like hard to just track everyone's signals individually and just see whether they're similar or different. But that's what like I'm building the computational model I'm trying to build that can take all of these signals, and then the artificial intelligence kind of automatically tracks all these different patterns and like it groups it based on these similarities or dissimilarities or whatever. And based on that, it can make a prediction on what emotional states you are in. So that's where the AI technologies come into play. Because in real world, we have to collect like data from all of the people. And that's how, we will use this AI model to identify patterns from all these people's data. Yeah.
This is super interesting, Jessica. How do you hope that, this research might be used and your findings might be used?
Yep. My wish is to see, like, say, the wearable technology that I was talking about, such as our smartphones, or maybe one day, like, our headphones will be also, like, smart enough to gather your brain signals and stuff. And I want these, like, wearable technologies to be able to accurately understand people's emotional state through their physiological signals, and then maybe, like, for example, our watch now can tell you what your heart rate is or can talk about your stress level. So maybe in the future, it could recommend you songs from Spotify based on your current emotional state.
Huh.
That will definitely help you improve your mental health, or like if it can see that you are feeling too stressed or too anxious, it could recommend you some relaxing tracks and things like that. So that's something I hope we'll be able to achieve, hopefully with my research.
It's so interesting because I'm sort of listening to you and thinking this all makes so much scientific sense. And of course, it sounds very scientifically sound, but I think to myself, if I was really stressed and my, you know, MP3 player or whatever tried to play me Justin Bieber, I think that I'd find that annoying. I'd be like, no, go away. I wouldn't give it a chance to calm me down. So this is where it's important to tell people about your research.
That is so true.
So I think communicating your results clearly going to be very important.
Yep.
Jessica. Really, really interesting to talk with you about it this afternoon. Very best of luck with it, and I can't wait to see where it goes.
Thank you so much, Anna. Thank you so much for taking an interest in my research work. That's great.
Good luck with it. Thank you so much, Jessica. Jessica Sharman-Rahman, she's a PhD researcher at the ANU College of Engineering and Computer Science. So there you go. A whole bunch of people. Justin Bieber's Love Yourself. Calm, just a nice calming effect. Maybe it's time for all of us to revisit the Biebe.